Hey, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Hi there.
It's the first week of the month. That means it's time for our monthly garden Q&A. And yes, March, great time to be thinking about gardening stuff.
I'm seeing little green things, spears and spikes and leaves starting to push out of the ground a little bit.
And one, I'm looking at some of the questions here. One question really has nothing to do with March, but it's one you should start thinking about
Sure. This
time of the year. Jerusalem artichokes.
Yeah, somebody is asking, has anyone ever tried growing them? The main thing I would say is because of the way they grow, you may not want to use garden space for it. You may want to just go forage them because they are basically a wild plant. They grow plentifully in ditches, in fields, and I think you'd have a lot of opportunity to be able to harvest some. They're actually a sunflower.
Yeah.
And the
and not an artichoke.
They have nothing to do with Jerusalem or artichokes, except that their name was originally devised from an Italian phrase that girasole. I'm not sure how that would be pronounced.
Yeah.
So gira for turning or moving, and sol for sun, meaning they are sunflower. They turn toward the sun. And they're a member of the sunflower family that has a tuber instead of just a root system. And so there was a group of folks who decided that the tubers tasted a little bit like artichokes. They were named that.
So girasole.
Girasole
was what they translated as Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a tricky sounding.
I see somebody else was asking about starting a raised garden. Anyone out there help me with some guidance?
And looking at the post, I think they had had in mind something that's more up on stilts, and you have to have a top and a bottom above the ground instead of a raised bed with on the ground. And just so people know that if they're thinking of doing that, it can be easier on your back.
Yeah.
And it has some advantages, but it has some disadvantages.
Well, it's a lot of product. You've got tall sides on your beds. You've got maybe legs to support. And you've got presumably a bottom to it where the...
That has to have drainage.
Yeah, it has to have drainage. And all that rots. I mean, we have garden beds we put in years ago, but a lot of them need replacing right now.
Mm-hmm.
The boards rot, the screws fall out.
Yeah.
There's that too.
That's why we tend to not use the expensive product
But
if you can afford that stuff, that's fine.
All of our garden beds are on the ground. They're a foot tall.
And the advantage to that is you don't have to decide what you plant there based on the depth of your growing space. There's there's a pretty indeterminate amount of space under the top of the soil, and you can swap out crops a little more easily.
Here's a question relevant to those of us in North Country this time of the year. Can I transplant rhubarb in the spring, or should I wait until fall?
You can do it in both, but go ahead and do it now. I just, you and I have done it, but I just wanted to consult experts. So I looked at the Iowa State University Extension. They do say early spring, as soon as the ground is workable even, because it tolerates a lot of activity in the cold. You have to dig deeply enough to get a large portion of that root system. You want to divide those clumps, use a very sharp implement so you don't damage it and create places where diseases allowed in, and you want to ensure 2 to 3 buds per portion.
And doesn't it make sense to divide artichokes at some point? Don't the plants they spread out and get big enough where it might make sense to divide them once in a while?
To divide rhubarb, yes,
yeah.
Not artichokes.
I meant rhubarb,
you
yes.
can divide artichokes.
Well, rhubarb, yes.
But the same would apply. There was a question about asparagus, too, and the same would apply.
I'm always thinking about this time of year.
You want to use... kind of a well-drained soil, do it in a furrow, and know that you're not going to get to harvest a really good crop for a few years.
Yeah, and asparagus is a lot more challenging, I think, than rhubarb.
It takes more patience.
More patience, and you have it's harder to make sure that they're going to take. We've had trouble getting them to take.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was asking about well, this is a little premature. This could be more for like a June Q&A, but should I be pinching the buds off my pepper plants?
Well, some people had started their pepper plants early, and they were showing photos of their pepper plants under their grow lights, and they're budding already.
Oh, yeah, get them off.
and we have done that. We do that, maybe not religiously, but I looked for any serious scientific study about whether it's helpful or harmful or neutral to your plant, and I really don't see any consensus on it.
Well, doesn't, I mean, if you take the flowers off, that forces the plant to put its energy into root and foliage growth, which you want.
I didn't find any studies that verify that that is actually what's happening. So there are people on both sides that swear by pinching or not pinching. And so I'd say do what works for you.
All right. And then finally, real quick, praying mantis.
Well, an invasive variety of mantis is in the U.S. It looks a little bit like, but is different from the one that we're used to, which is the Carolina mantis. This invasive one is the Chinese mantis. Look it up. Get to know which is which.
And squash it.
It says to squash it. Yeah, the wisdom is to squash those.
Yeah.